Keep it on.
Well, I don't hear shit. Fuck you. Fuck you, fuck your mother, fuck your sister. Fuck your brother, and fuck the little kid in the road named Clyde.
No, we're alive. Be right.
Fuck your mother, and your sister, and your brother, and your cousin. Sorry, I just had to get all that shit out. I'm so upset. How can we possibly go on without some weeds here? How else will we know what it is like to be completely drunk, racist, and redneck? Boy, we just not here to American culture without the Confederate flag hanging up in the room. Racist bastards. No individuals. I ain't got time to chop people in the groups. Hate you all. Exactly. Ain't time to go, well, you're white and you're Jewish and you're black. No, you're all that. You're all that. Pray to or what you think. Fuck you all. Fuck every one of you. Right? Right, your boom boom. Go do a boom. Now make a boom boom. Poop in your hair. George, what the hell is up with butt plugs with tails?
Butt plugs with tails.
Butt plugs with tails. Butt plugs in your hole. And then, like, so you have a tail. The idea is kind of neat, but at the same time, why would you want to so much of the gut? All day long, like you got a constant turd. Just walk around all day with a constant turd. You can see it coming out your asshole. Hang on the dragon, I guess. Long, it's strong. Yes. Pompeii was all my fault. Off to kill all the innocent people. One of them showed me her tits. That's right, we've gone to blaming Pompeii on B-Rad's flaming sperm. You're welcome, world history. I wouldn't be in pain and they'd hurt and they'd die. This is the fourth woman we've seen with a vagina on the inside. What's going on here? I don't know, but it's going to be hard to load her onto the truck. She's 450 pounds. Oh, that was bad. Well, it's not really pussy. It was just a guy tucking his balls in the front and bending over. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, I don't know, Honey Boo Boo's mom, and then 1 being any monster uglier than her.
No.
Let's face it. Yeah, like Steve-O. The threesome in the tent. You know anybody who walked by that got instantly blinded? There's probably at least four blind people right now that can't speak either because they immediately fried out their irises and vocal cords. This is the best they can do. Just a light screeching noise. Help me!
Actually, I burned that tent.
Yeah, I would have burned that tent too. Right then and there. With the people in it. Just kidding. Someone grab the gas can. I'm getting a 4K TV this year. Yay. If my fucking money ever comes. Yeah, I looked at TurboTax this morning. It says 26% of the people that applied for their taxes on the same day that you did got their money back. Guess what group you're not part of?
Not that group.
Assholes. God damn it, give me my money. Nah.
I only made
$7,000
at Walmart last year.
Yeah, I made $24,000 in my job. I'd like $9,000 of that money that you guys stole back, please. Like now. Maybe wondering, why is he getting $9,000? Because I have kids. Do not use that as a reason to have kids, but it is a nice little bonus. $4,000. Now, granted, most of the money is going to be going back to them, but at the same time, Eddie can't get a couple things. Sure, a lot of the money is going to be going towards them and their upkeep and their well-being.
God damn. Why did my friend not fucking work?
Do you really want me to answer that question?
Fucking $4,000 for a game. Jesus Christ.
Because they all look like you and they can't even get out of the penis. It's just the ejaculate comes out and they're all still stuck inside like, where's the exit? Quick, back down that way. Eventually you're just going to have like a calcium pellet in your nuts made of sperm that got lost. It's going to need to be surgically removed. That's a sperm pellet. That's what happens when your sperm's so dumb it swims down. Like, no, I don't want to go this way. Go this way. The party's way. Oh, good God, that'd be awesome. My dick's rancid, even my sperm doesn't want to touch it. Oh, fuck. You know where Hitler loves to do most of his writing?
Where?
From his Mein Kampf chair. He finds it real rejuvenating. I apologize to any of our Jewish audience, but I can't say that joke on stage, but I can say it here. So I did. Ha ha ha. You think Black Friday started because that's when all the ships used to come from Africa? Two for one special. Buy the full size and get the mini one for your bathroom free. That's bad. I apologize. In all fairness, that last one was told to me by a black man, so live with it. Pardon me, what are your policies on me jumping through the wall with dynamite strapped to my chest screaming, Ali Akbar? I'm just trying to simulate a terrorist attack. Because if I simulate it, I'm just running security protocols. If I actually do it, I'm a terrorist. Levi Stadiums, I hate their teams. They always grip too hard on my nuts. No. if that's automated.
Thank you for calling the MetLife Stadium Guest Service Department. Our normal business hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
It actually going through this is working this week. Anybody want to call?
You mean the dialing part's actually working?
It just worked.
But I can't hear anything. This is no fun.
I'll give you the headphones if you want to play and do anything.
This is no fun. I want to hear.
I just called my stadium and it was on air service.
Did you tell them that you want to have them suck your... Be like, look, here's the... I want you to think I suck.
Yeah, that's
3 hours, 4 hours. After this show.
So, if you're
masturbating
to the show, please
continue. There's nobody masturbating to the show. There's not a male or a female. Because any female who may potentially... You know, would not happen, masturbate to my voice. As soon as they hear yours, they're like, oh, God, no. So, ladies, if you want to go ahead and touch themselves, reach out between your legs and give that mouth a firm double click. I said click. Click comes later. No. The people that would masturbate to you talking, do make that noise. They usually haven't been away from the computer in 10 years. And are surrounded by cats.
World of Warcraft. I'm going to build my character. I sell you my character for $5,000 because I haven't moved up this spot for a thing.
Oh, no, the people that are fat in their basement playing World of Warcraft don't sell their characters. They're the ones that buy them. The Asian kid build them. The Asian kid build them and sell them to Fatty for $5,000. So that way Fatty doesn't have to work at World of Warcraft building his character because, God forbid, why would you want to play the game to build your character up when you can pay somebody else to do it? Why play a game to have fun? Why play a game to have fun when you can have somebody else do it? With you people. I set this building off fire. If you want something hilarious, do dial Gatorland. Hold on, I got the number.
Gatorland.
America's premier Gator theme park.
Gatorland. They
open up now? Nope, we'll get I made a message, just funny as fuck. That's my phone.
Actually,
I can find the 7855-4496. Aha, I win. Give me a mic. I will fucking mic. Where's my audio headset? Maybe I can use that. That's my microphone.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Hold on. Before I do, I gotta pee. I'll just plug it in where my mic is. Because those have a mic.
No, it has to be where I got my feet at. We're on hold right now, but the is the end.
Have you ever heard the term that some voices are only meant for God to hear? Well, I gotta tell you right now, your voice isn't meant for anybody to hear. Not God or Satan or Jesus or your mom. Nobody ever needs to hear you sing ever, ever. Because that's scary as fuck.
I don't hear shit. I'll get the number again here. It is 407-855-5496.
What is it?
855-5496.
Howdy, folks, and thank you for calling us right here at Gatorland, a veritable extravaganza of fun and excitement from the all-new Serena Gatorland. Man, you're going to love this place. Just not right this here minute, because we're closed for the night. Hey, for Generali Información en Española, well, you can press number 5. For Inglesi, why, you ain't got to go nowhere. You can just stay right here. I'm going to tell you Gatorland's open every single day from 10 a.m. till the chickens come home. That's currently 5 p.m. Now, adults get in here for $26.99. Children 3 through 12 years of age are just $18.99. And why, them little gator bait youngins under 3 is always free. Now, I'm sure you already know this, but in case you've been living under a rock somewhere, you know Gatorland is home to the all-new Screaming Gator Zip Line. Voted top 10 best zip lines in the entire world. Why, if I'm lying, I'm dying. I'm going to tell you it's one wild ride. Why, you might just be dangling up there over a bunch of big old giant alligators just screaming like a little girl. I don't care who you are. That'll be funny to see. Hey, reservations are highly recommended for the Screaming Gator Zip Line. And you can log on to Gatorland.com to learn all about it and reserve your spot. Now, get this, the best part is all-day admission to Gatorland is free with your zip line purchase. Now, come on, people. It don't get no better than that. And if you can't log on right now, why, you can dial 0 during park operating hours and speak to a cute little gal who will tell you all about it. Now, if you're looking for Bubba, Cooter, or any of them other fun-loving folks that work here at Gatorland, and you know your party's extension, why, you just go ahead and press it at any time. For company directory, in case you ain't sure who you're looking for, why, you can press that button that has the number 3 on it. Now, you're getting the hang of it, ain't you? But if you want some general park information on it, there I go. Well, howdy, folks, and thank you for calling us right here at Gatorland, a veritable extravaganza of fun and excitement, home of the all-new Screaming Gator Zipline. Man, you're going to love this place. Just not right this here minute, because we're closed for the night. Hey, for Generali Información en Española, well, you can press number 5. For Inglesi, why, you ain't got to go nowhere. You can just stay right here. I'm going to tell you Gatorland's open every single day from 10 a.m. till the chickens come. Howdy, folks, and thank you for calling us right here at Gatorland, a veritable extravaganza of fun and excitement, home of the all-new Screaming Gator Zipline. Man, you're going to love this place. Just not right this here minute, because we're closed for the night. Hey, for Generali Información en Española, well, you can press number 5. For Inglesi, why, you ain't got to go nowhere. You can just stay right here. I'm going to tell you Gatorland's open every single day from 10 a.m. to
the number you are trying to call is not reachable. PPS 6180.
Hello? Hello? Hello.
No. I'll stick in this one.
Oh, yeah. I don't like it.
Nope, I still hear nothing. That I can tell. Oh, my gosh. I hear nothing.
And use the microphone from the friggin'.
Yeah.
Main microphone from the. I just unplugged all connections that we had for microphones and we're just using the microphone on the computer. How are we hearing now? Oh, yeah. We're just using the microphone? Perfect?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, sweet. Oh, nice. All right. We're good now. Screw the microphone. Just use the microphone off the fucking computer.
Oh, this is just failure wrapped in shit bucket, people.
Failure in shit bucket.
Like the first half hour, you probably didn't hear goddamn.
In my mind, I don't know. They got anything, a little bit.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I heard something.
Yeah, they probably heard some. Oh, yeah.
All right, call a different one.
Why don't we call a different one?
I don't know. Or gotta call somebody else. I don't know. I'm kind of burnt out.
You want to call a gay hooker?
Sure, call a gay hooker.
Oh, good God.
I don't want to look, but... I don't want to look.
My phone. Is
that my phone? Fuck your phone.
Fuck your phone. All right.
Fuck this fucking podcast.
Adult job. What's adult job? Gorgeous, mature, woman, 30-plus, modern, gig. No. Modeling gigs. Yeah, what kind of modeling gigs?
Kind of modeling gigs that involve modeling gigs.
Yeah. Ladies work for classy and legit company that make you want what you need. All right. Looking for good girls wanting to go bad. Woo. Yeah.
I'm looking for a slutty woman that wants to bend over and take a bend of pooper.
Main adult job. Back on Dom. What's TS?
Transsexual.
Really?
I would assume. I see TS on a page that involves sex. I'm assuming it's trans.
To desire out calls after. Downtown Bullet. Transsexual desire out calls after 5 p.m. Okay, it's after 5 p.m.
You gotta call.
Oh, wow.
That used to be a dude, B-Rod. Don't go wow. That either has or once had a dick. Don't go wow.
Wow.
I don't care how nice the fake boobs are, dude.
Dude.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Dude. I don't get that, dude. That's a nice tip. Oh, actually, there's a video here.
Oh, my God. It's a video. Play the video. Please play the video.
Wow. A 5 second.
5 seconds of... She rubbing her ear. I don't know what.
Wow.
God damn.
No, I want to interview her live on there. I don't fucking care.
Scroll down.
Where's the number?
Oh,
yes, there is. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm confused.
Okay, some of these pictures, I can see where the girl comes in.
I'm confused.
Oh, that one definitely shows the beard side. That one. Oh, you see the jaw.
I am confused now. I'm really confused.
You would be, right?
I'm confused. I want to hit the ass right now. I don't know.
That was born with a dick, dude.
I'm confused.
No disrespect to the people of the transsexual community.
No, I am confused right now. This is like a hot fucking chick. And then...
Not a chick. Someone dick was involved.
I want to interview this person on the air. Fuck it.
You call. I'm going to sit here and laugh. Oh, my God. Oh, dude, when I get my money, I will totally pay for you to fuck a tranny. I will totally pay for that. That is worth the, like, $100 or whatever dollars it's going to cost. That's worth it. Okay, seriously.
Good but God, I am confused. It's like,
but you have to wear those glasses.
They look hot, though.
But you got to wear the glasses. You got to wear the hidden glasses.
Oh,
Oh, good, good.
The one.
Here we go. We're going to interview a tranny on Freak Live on there.
No, you are.
So we are.
I ain't saying a fucking word. Because I have nothing that I even can give.
Pick up, dude.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Dude, it's after 5 p.m. unless you get banged already. I'm thinking
that's a possibility. There's some people out there that like that shit.
Dude, I don't know. That looks hot to me. And knowing there's a penis down there, that looks hot.
No, that does not look hot to me. No, it does not. I can see the jawline. I can just tell the dude. I can see the dude there. I can see the dude. I can totally see the dude.
Hey, Tiff?
You see the dude?
Tiff! No! It doesn't look like a dude, though. It doesn't look like a dude.
I see dude middle and far right.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, but
I totally
fuck.
See the dude.
I see Tiff.
Yeah.
No fucking way.
That's the problem with you, B-Rad. You
should
kiss.
Have you
never
seen the porn stars that have a full set of beautiful tits and a penis?
Sickly?
They come up in my Tumblr feed all fucking time.
B-Rad, that's the problem. Is you're looking at the tits. I'm focusing on the penis and the jawline.
I don't see no penis pictures, though.
No, but I see a man face. That's what I see. I see straight up man
I
face.
I see tits and ass.
I see man face.
Like the fucking chick in House Bunny.
Thank you. Like the chick in House Bunny. If you've ever seen the movie House Bunny, there's this chick in there that goes, I gotta
you
go do something mysterious. Do you know where the crapper is? I gotta go drop some timber.
This guy was cool better than that woman.
Fair enough. This guy does look better than that actress, so kudos to you. I don't know what to call you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm going to piss off a lot of transgenders out here. But
explore your hidden tranny desire with me. 19 years old. Wow.
That's better.
That's better.
I see less to do there.
Yeah, let's explore a little bit more. There might be penis. Wow.
See, I don't see a whole lot of there. I mean, a little bit. Mainly in hands, but.
Wow. Give it a hand job on that one. Let's give me. I'll give you a hand up and give me mine.
Will you make banana cry? Make banana cry.
Is there a number?
I don't know. Is there a number? Call him.
All right. I'm a T girl with someone excellent to share. I can give you the experience you'll have with me. Do you do top bottom? It's versatile. With fully functional 9-inch. Holy 9-incher! We got size. To behold, we will explore your
so in other words, fairly hot-looking woman, quote-unquote, with a 9-inch dick.
Feel your warmth against your body and know that I'm one to take over the top. I'm independent and available for in-call and out-call. Please be clean on time. See my profile link for good photos. There's no more pictures. More
location, Dallas. Never mind.
Ah!
Boo!
Dallas, Texas.
Boo, Dallas, Texas. Boo, and your trannies. Boo. Oh, God. I'm gonna have a protest of trannies.
No, this one says it will go everywhere. He will come. Or she, or whatever.
Dirty. So dirty.
Want and out of life, we can help. Oh, there's a 1-800 number. 1-800 number. Sexy and passionable, ready and willing, and still pulling, 24 years old.
T Angels, ready.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
Gentlemen only.
Yeah, man. That's a dude that looks very hot.
All right, B.R., so we're getting you a tranny for Christmas.
Oh, no,
If that's a dude, then
I think we just turned B-Rad gay, hon.
No, you didn't. It just, honestly, I'm, there's like, freaking trainees look very hot. And honestly, I was confused one time when I saw a trainee walk into the freaking Walmart, and I was like, I'm confused.
Would you say you're curious?
No.
As in, bi?
No, thank you. It's just like, if it looks like a chick, then go ahead.
Hey, sometimes the analogy, it looks like a duck and walks like a duck, does not mean it's a duck.
Additionally, come have some fun with a 46-year-old Oxford Hills there. Okay.
Uh-huh. Oxford Hills, that's up near my mom's.
There you go.
Hey, Ma, we found you somebody. This one looks like Wild
Bill Hickok. Dude, okay. This one looks like a fuck. No, hell no. Hell fucking no.
Call this one. This one looks like Wild Bill Hickok.
Good God.
It puts the
good lotion God.
On its skin.
Good God. This guy actually looks...
Honestly,
freaking those other ones look freaking, oh, like, oh, yeah, chick. Oh, yeah, I want to masturbate to this guy and freaking... Penis witness freaking in the freaking shrink hole.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Good God.
Oh, my Lord.
Enlarged picture.
Text me only? Oh, I do not take phone calls. Oh, dude, do not enlarge that. Not on the freaking... No, take it off. Oh, God. That's a big screen. You're watching that, dude. Take it off. Oh, God. That's awful. Oh, Jesus Christ. Take it away. Poison. We can't call him. Forget him. Next one. Oh, my God. That's awful.
I'm glad we brought that up on the Fox tonight.
Hi,
Dushan
Mandic. What the fuck?
That's high definition right there.
God. At this point in time, I'm kind of actually glad I haven't got my money back because I don't have the 4K TV because that would have just been nightmares.
You can see every dimple on his ass cheeks. Why? It's like looking through a really disgusting window.
Oh, that was awful. My eyes will never forgive me for that. Damn it, Wild Bill. I thought they caught you.
Oh, good God.
Oh, fuck.
Jenna here looking for someone to have fun with. Western Maine area.
Oh, it's him again!
Is it? Wow, he pees for a lot of ad space.
God damn it, Wild Bill, put it away!
He only sent text. Text him! Give him the fucking phone!
Text him on your phone. I am not texting him. I don't want this freak to have my number. You do that on your burner phone. I've had my number for years. I ain't texting nobody, Shady.
No.
Especially not Wild Bill Hickok. I'll end up in a freaking dumpster. I'm not a chick with dick. I'm a dude like you. It puts the lotion on his skin. Let me go.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm going to eat your dog.
He probably would eat the dog.
Fuck. No.
He peed for a lot of ad space on me.
Oh, my God. I'm going to throw up a lot.
Additional. Excuse me, Sonia. You're a young party host mistress is here.
Don't be Wild Bill. Please don't be Wild Bill. Listen. Okay, that's not Wild Bill. Oh, God. Oh, thank God.
Oh, goddamn ads. That's drug marketing.
Probably. One thing about my slow-ass computer, I don't get any ads.
There you go. Look at that. Got a picture of the ass, probably. And look at where the house is. Let's see what we can find in the picture.
I think there is a meth lab at that particular house. I see, like, a can of chemicals and, like, some piping. I think that bitch cooking meth. I see a sink in the background. Or is that a bird bath? I don't know. And then, like, that's a drying rack. I see a drying rack.
Is that, like, a bathroom or, like, a garage?
That's a garage. I see a circular saw on the floor. This is, like, one of those finding games. This is kind of fun. I see a circular saw. Let me do a video thing for this. Let's see. I see, like, a bed. Is that a bed? No, that's, like, a workbench or something. That has to be. I see, like, a tote with some shit in a white bucket. Yeah. A white bucket with something in it. Looks black, maybe leather.
Good God.
This is definitely like a garage.
Yep.
Like I don't tell my wife I'm here. She cannot know what I do at night.
Let's find Wild Bill again.
Oh my God. No more Wild Bill. No more Wild Bill.
Desireville alcohols. Happy hump day. Okay, happy hump day. This one was supposed to be this day. Huh?
Oh, it's him again!
No, it's not!
No, it's not Wild Bill. It's that first one.
Really?
I think that's that first one.
Damn. I'm not going to say it.
It's
207. Well, this is the hot dude. Ooh, this one's so intense. Oh my God.
No, it's wearing two tops.
Wow. Oh my God. Wow.
You're in your pants, man. You're in your pants.
Swagging off.
Not here. Not in Studio E, you're not.
I might remember these faces.
Take that shit to Studio F.
It's supposed to be a dude, but it's not a dude.
All right, let's find something to prank call us, not weird dudes with kids. I don't want to see any more exciting. You're trying to scare me, bro.
Oh my God. All right, Dayton. Now we got Dayton one.
Ooh, Dayton. Okay.
No, this is all you. let's go to the escorts one. Let's fuck it.
Guys, going back to hookers again.
Yeah. Escorts. No, not hookers. Escorts.
Okay. These are going to be like chicks.
Maybe. Hope you're lucky.
Call one, ask how much your two-girl special is. You can get
kinky and seductive mistress in town. 19-year-old. Hello.
Oh, that's a fake one.
Dallas and Dallas.
You tell him to Dallas, and we're in Maine. It's fake. It's a cop! Run! Run! Shit! Fucking Popo!
Did you hear about the fucking Denver Broncos football player got caught? They're out in San Francisco for the Super Bowl and got caught in a hooker sting.
Oh, come on. Just let him
It was on Inside Edition. It was on Inside Edition. Inside Edition was doing a thing with the and one of the NFL players from the Denver Broncos.
Guy is single, and why is it against the law to give
something? And he can't play Super Bowl now because he got caught.
Oh, that's crap. Why is it against the law to purchase something that people give away every night for free?
What's the night special? Come get warmed up and...
Try to find one that has, like, two girls, and then we'll call them.
Transsexual female... out calls after 5 p.m.
That's that same one.
Yeah.
Get your money. Sounds like the same ad.
Yeah.
I'll try to find one.
Bella will be here Thursday and on Friday night.
In calls. Hottest two girls. That one.
Where?
Bottom of the page. Yes, tell them that.
Hello.
See, now that's not too bad. It's a little chunky, but nothing bad.
Is that a number? Oh my God.
You need to ask her how much your two girl special is. And then tell her
a number.
And tell her that, here's what you do. Tell her you want to know how much the two girl special is, but tell her that you're missing one nut and you want to see if you can get half off.
All right. Now let's in call. Busted blonde, long blonde hair, blue eyes, 38 double D, 55. Call for more info. It's okay.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. Call and say, how much is your two girls worth? And then after she tells you, go, is there any way I can get half off because I only have one test? Oh, my God. I should never do prank calls, but I should really think them up. Oh, yeah.
That was good, guys.
Like a nice close to the screen section.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please
try
your call again later.
We need to find one that's a two girl special though, so we can do that joke. That's too perfect of a joke.
Yeah.
He's a little chunky, but, you
There you go.
You wouldn't need to be drunk to fuck her.
No. Sexy dead. Little freaky moment. Venus, Portland, number one elite. Ooh, number one elite. Oh, hello. That's a thing.
Yeah, that has to be fake. Those are professional pictures. No hookers. You're getting professional model pictures on here. No way. I don't believe that for a second. That's a cop. That's a fucking cop. That's a pig right there. Oh, no.
Nobody in the chat room.
Of course nobody in the chat room. I was in the chat room.
The other one was...
Seriously, I want to hear two girls special and then we'll do that joke. That joke's just fucking hilarious. I want to hear the girls reaction when you say that.
Late night special with your favorite little...
Oh, Jersey and Mark.
Jersey and Maine. Both in Auburn area. Well, hello, hello.
My face, but still cute.
So what's the joke on this one?
She said two girls. So.
Is it what? No, there's no two girls.
You're going out. She said, yeah, Jersey and Marie. It has to be. She's going out. She's got a bunch of pervs. Yeah, see, right there. Black girl.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is there a number?
Yes, there is.
Yes.
Now remember.
Is
call
around.
The first number, that's for the blonde girl.
All right, number too late. P.S. Guess how Alex is around Marie is. So call.
Call the first number.
Call the first number?
Yes, yeah, yeah. So I think that'll get the Jersey girl. Who's the ad, who's blonde, who's having the most pictures, I think. Guessing from my friend.
Marie is also, yeah, Marie is. I hope
yeah,
they don't listen to this.
Like, hey, how much would it be for you and Marie to come and play? Well, I only have one testicle, so you think I might be able to get half off? Oh, this is probably one of the funniest podcasts ever.
Maybe. You probably want it, go find it.
Yeah, if you want it, just go on the back page, go on to Escorts, you'll find it. Look for the hottie, but...
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The number you dialed has been changed, disconnected, or is no longer in service.
Oh, Nicole. Yeah, the girl's gone.
No. We're busy. Podcasting.
Yep. Sorry.
I don't care if you're mad if we're calling hookers. I don't care. Probably is. Why are you calling hookers?
No, she doesn't listen to us.
Oh, shocker. Shocker there.
Thank God.
All right. We got to find one that has... Yeah. Joke. I really want to get that freaking prank call. We haven't done a successful prank call yet. Let's do it already. We've got a minute and a half.
Oh, yeah, we're live, but we can go over if you want. You can say clip and then.
Try Kinky Juicy Playful down here.
Kinky Juicy?
That's what's wrong now. Nope, down. Lower. Not Amanda.
Is it?
That one, yeah. I like all the cool characters.
Woo! Whoa, I see ass.
Oh, it's two girls special. Perfect. Two girls special.
Oh, we got 60 seconds.
You're going to have to decode her number.
Wait, the number's decoded?
That's 347-215-0138.
No, not even on the try.
No, they do that so that way it doesn't actually give out the number, but it does.
Yeah.
I mean, great. What's going to happen? It's not going to top like that. It's not for us. It's a fucking dummy number anyway.
Is it 1-3? Yeah, whatever. Just 1-3 is it? Type it.
Hold on, bring up the page again. I'll type it into my phone and then I'll type it in
there. Yeah, we're not going to be live. You're about to stop being live and put a
fucking. All right, go back a second. All right, 347. We're going to call her on our show.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. So, area code 347.
Oh, is it 347 number?
Yep.
3 1 3 4 6. No, say the number on the fucking name.
Somebody listens carefully, they probably can find it. Don't listen carefully. Except for this part.
There's no answer machine.
Okay.
Ah, bummer. The only successful one we had was that first one.
I know.
And we actually can call it again, maybe.
Yeah.
We're not live right now. You missed your opportunity of staying quiet.
Yeah, pick a random one and call it. Pick a random one and we'll try it. We'll just keep trying random ones until we get it. Fuck the two girl thing.
Yeah, I think that allows us to go over for a few minutes. We're not live, but we're still recording! You have to stay quiet!
Yeah, well, we're busy trying to call it. Call a clit. That's a new program called Call a Clit.
Call it. Sexy, jazzy, sexual, freaky moment.
No, it says right here. That's it.
Woo!
Oh, it's just an ad for a sex page. Fuck that. We're not interested in the sex page. We're interested in... Well, not really sex. We're just fucking with somebody who wants to sell themselves to sex.
Take your time with me. Call for expression. Compay with these 40 DDs. Busty Kirby Blondie. Vanguard to Augusta. Oh, hello.
Bigger girl.
Yeah. That might be interesting.
Push stuff hitting in there.
Is that a number?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a 207
number. 207 number.
Ooh,
207. I'm going to read them all on the air. There's going to be a bunch of perverts listening in.
Wow, no, this one. Oh, my God. I think I...
Man, your ass is your underwear.
Hello. The problem with seeing the number, I'm like, why would it be a person from bringing this date be calling me right now? Okay, we're not live. They're not going to let us call anymore.
I forgot about that.
But technically, you go off the air and go back live. It's a new day, so you can end this podcast and get started. I don't want to go live.
Nah, I'm prepared for that, yeah. Next time.
Yeah. This one you can see in that definition. There you go. Okay. Is that a microphone or a...
I don't think that's a microphone. Speaking of my ass, what do you want to do to me? Did you hear that, Sarge? He says he wants to put it in my butt for $50. Yeah.
That's in large of this.
Man. How many weeks have we been doing this now with this new setup and we still have not made a successful prank call yet?
No, not yet.
Ugh.
Now we know we can just do the talking to the fucking computer and... Until we get the friggin' headsets with the friggin' USB, then we might be able to do it.
Yeah, then I think we'll be a lot better off. The friggin' old-style headphone jacks are friggin'
archaic. They only have, like, one plug-in for now. Most computers are built with just one plug-in now.
Yeah, it's because it's archaic technology. Can a large last one with her butthole leaning.
Yeah, butthole leaning. Oh, God. 40 D, double D's. Never double D's.
Chinese, look at these. All
right, first minute. Warm yet ready to pair. All right. Well, no, that's definitely a freaking page that you don't want. It's ad. Stop right there. Let's get nasty. All right. Stop right there. Let's get nasty. Woo!
That looks fake.
Yeah.
Well, it looks real, but not real. That looks more like someone took some pictures off a modeling site. Cop! It's a freaking cop!
Yeah, racist. Very racist.
Yeah. That's sad. You can almost tell right off the bat, like, what's a cop, what's not a cop.
We're surrounding, call for appointment. Oh, 1 p.m. So, hey, let's call for appointment. Well, hello!
Ooh.
What's this one? Call for appointment. You have to make all your expenses so you can be naughty, nice, so good.
30 for a half hour,
real,
260
just
for an hour.
Wait, what's the price here? What,
130 for a half hour, 260 for the hour. Oh, she's got a video. Wait a minute.
Great, this is me. I'm
real.
Here is sick.
This one's out of Portland, too.
Really? She got some tats on her.
Okay, you want to pay for a hookup for me?
I ain't got no money right now.
Well, not now.
I'm hoping to God I get my taxes someday soon.
Well, especially you have the time of your life.
You get what you pay for.
Alrighty here.
Any more pictures of her?
Yes, sir. Okay, you might get a three-way.
She got a hard body and awesome looking fat.
Oh, my God.
I'm not much of a completely tatted up look, but she's sexy.
Wow.
Tip would like her. Tip loves tatted up girls.
Tip, we found the hooker. Okay. We gotta keep this on the mic. Keep the number.
I know, right? Seriously. Like, I don't
write down the fucking number.
Like, I don't want you to come over and fuck, but you just strip on me like, girl, fuck?
$250 for an hour.
To be honest, you're more eye candy for my girl to come over. Just come over, get naked for her, and then I'm gonna fuck her, and then we're all gonna go away happy. Because you are her type.
1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Call. Oh, basically between 1 p.m. and 8 p.m. Basically 8 p.m. She's getting busy.
Better husband comes home.
Yep.
Wow. My husband gets out of work at 8, so no more calls.
Great. This is me. I'm real.
He's freaky. Oh my God. This would totally do my freaky girl fetish. I've never had a freaky girl like this. That would be like three of my freaky girls.
Well, love your ads and start saving up some money like an adult and get yourself busy. Dude, there's no shame in having a hook. No shame.
No.
To be honest, if I hadn't met Tiff, don't get me wrong, I'm happy as hell I met Tim. Mm-hmm. But if I hadn't met her and I was still single when I got my taxes in, I probably would have. I'm glad I don't have to, because now that saves me money that I can put on her.
Yeah.
I'd rather spend that money on gifts for her and keep her than to have a one-night stand. But
well, if you take the money out of your paycheck.
Great, this is me. I'm
not taking any money out of your paycheck.
$130 for half an hour fun. I don't think I'll last a half hour.
That's the only thing I don't get is, who are these people that pay for a whole hour with escorts?
I don't know.
Who? There's no way that I'm lasting an hour. If I last more than 30 minutes, then I'm on drugs. I'm not the kind I want to be on.
Yeah, I would pay $130 just to...
Well, that's going to be one of our first episodes, ladies and gentlemen, where we have the glasses. We're going to do some fuzz work on them to make sure we don't get anybody in trouble, but...
No, you actually want to see what the video looks like for you on the video on here. Not of me jacking off, no. It's actually when I warm
God,
at work.
God, please, no.
I warm at work, actually. Where is the...
You wore your glasses.
Yeah.
You're spying at people at Walmart, B-Y, right? That's I think that's a law in some countries.
Video areas. Oh, this might be a red comic below. Empire. The door.
The door.
Oh, wait, no. Selfie cam day. Okay. This is a Walmart video. These are actually Walmart videos. These are Walmart videos.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Wait, you're going to be the next person to film people at Walmart? How many times am I going to see you obviously check out a girl?
Yep. That's why this camera does.
Oh, there's one for you. You know that this is technically against the law what you get
to that. I'm not posting it online.
Well, that would actually be the one you actually break the law. But still, this is technically against the law on the internet.
Yeah, no
hotties?
thing. I'll invite it. Don't worry.
It's on video. It's on video. The light shuts on. So, you know,
this oh, this is actually his Clooney's workshop.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Now, Steve-O with a clipboard. We didn't think he knew how to write. Text messages and shit.
This is inside Clooney's workshop. That's what the video looks like.
Oh, and it's timestamps. That way they know exactly when you were being a pervert.
Are we able to go live? Yeah. We're
totally going to take the glasses into a strip club. But if we're going to do that, we need to go to a good strip club, not that PP shit up here.
Oh, good God. Yeah,
we'll go out of state to a good strip club.
Yeah.
Because strip clubs up here aren't.
So that's his quality of video for those right there. Pretty good video.
Fuck a second. Just bring him into a strip club.
Yep.
That'll seriously work to a hooker. Take your girlfriend be happy.
Yeah, he shut them
off. It was like that when we kind of did a picture of that chick with the baby, pervert.
Yeah, so cool. This is Walmart vision.
I'll stay behind
you. Usually I'll stay behind you, pervert. I'll stay behind you, cute little Asian. Well, not so cute little Asian woman in the blue vest.
No, that's not an Asian woman. She's not Asian. She's very sick. She's old people diseases.
Old people diseases.
Yeah, that's what I was explaining what she has. She has old people sickness. Yeah. And she's only 24.
Old people. Be right.
That's what she told me. No, not
honest.
She's
got the rickets and Alzheimer's and the diabetes and, and also a crack cocaine addiction. I want to call them a show.
Yeah, well, we end the episode and start up again.
He died for that shit.
Gotta work one?
No.
No.
I'm just too tired for that shit.
Plenty of
fish. Thought you had your girlfriend be red while you don't need fish.
I don't believe my comment. Just keep it for backup.
Keep it for backup. Because you got so much pussy hanging on the line.
No, you want to see the one that...
Yes, I want to see the one that sent you on the way so I can go... Ugh!
Yeah,
that's a little... not as much as I was expecting, but a little.
Yeah, I fucked her already before. She is like...
And how heavy is she? She looks pretty heavy enough.
Yeah, she's a little, 20, but not too bad. The fucking pistol.
You need to stop focusing on chicks.
Actually, no, the pussy was amazing. Actually, she actually held her MG into me, and she was like, oh my God.
You need to stop focusing on titties and start focusing on faces. I mean, titties, they are not the whole world.
Ian, Wax. Ian's having a nice day.
Netflix and Wax?
Yeah.
That's the one thing I'm going to get when I get my tax return is a nice pen and some Wax.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you have no idea what I'm talking about, good. And you don't need to. Fuck you.
All right, we got to save this. I'm going to save this one. I don't know how you save it.
Throw out my lighter. That's what we can do. You can just save the screen page or take a screenshot.
No.
You can take a screenshot. Here.
Add to both. Oh, actually, me, I'm my favorite. Right there. Bookmark.
Erat found a hooker of his dreams. Jen tells me when we call her, it's going to be a legit call.
Yeah.
The video, so that way we don't get her in trouble or nothing, but you need to get the glasses. And carefully edit out the middle portions before I have to see it, because I don't want to see none of that shit.
No, it's just me going to be over top of her. And,
yeah, I don't need to see that. Let's just have the, hi, how you doing? Here's your money, and then we'll cut it there. And then pick it back up when you're dressed and leaving. I don't need to see any of the stuff in the middle. I just don't need to see it.
Get the moan in here.
So you keep that for your private reel.
Good God. Yeah, I know that was a freakish shirt. Man. It's like built with tattoos, piercings, curves in all the right places. 100% real. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Call, please. Be respectful, and you will have a time. You have to be.
Like I said, I have nothing against hookers or the hooker lifestyle. If that's what you want to do, do it. If you want to buy a hooker,
you
want to
go
buy a
put on put on the big screen.
I watch.
Great, this is me. Yeah. I'm real.
It kind of sounds like Fran Dresser.
This is me, Aaron Sack.
Yeah.
I thought you kind of sound like when you're banging like, like you're going to be banging some sort of car alarm. You back in a car alarm. You'll both be sitting there honking, and then everyone's going to start throwing.
God, what am I doing? It sounds like two donkeys getting raped. Southern Maine. Is she location associated with them? That range.
So Southern Maine, that's within an hour here.
What's the number? What's the 432 number? Actually, that's actually 432. I haven't had a 432 in the past, so that's like within Cumberland County.
Yeah, that never does me shit anymore. I can get a number from Mississippi if I want to.
Yeah.
That number's don't shit. Yeah. Christ, we're calling for a New York number when we call people.
Oh, Connor's online that way. Patrick's headline going. Facebook. I hate nothing else loaded. The progressive lady. Really? Whoa, the progressive girl. What do you think?
Then again, I would bang Betty White, so.
As long as she brings the scanning gun where you get your insurance.
Yeah, it's like a scanner in the eye and go, price check and blind the bitch. And I'll blind you with my.
Blow the progressive lady.
God, we're so gross. No, they want nobody ever listens to us.
No. People do listen to us. Mm-hmm.
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie.
I was performing with Mark Turcotte tonight and told me that Bernie Sanders is getting his own flavor of Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, it's like a 90% or it's 99% vanilla fluffy white ice cream on the bottom and then 1% chocolate on top. Ba-dum-bum-ba. That's a 1% joke, in case you didn't get that.
Wait, is that Tom Brady with fucking Ric Flair? Oh, shit, yes, it is. That's with Ric Flair with Tom Brady, motherfucker. Motherfucking Tom Brady with Ric Flair.
So basically, cheats.
Oh, buddy.
What? Did I lie? Did I?
He's the dirtiest player in the game.
Did I say something that was misfactual?
He's the dirtiest player in the game, and
they're both cheats and liars. Is that why they're hanging out? Is Donald Trump in the photo somewhere?
Yeah. Well, let's look at the back.
Yeah, I don't see Trump. Hair and a thing. I think that's Trump.
No, that's not Trump.
He's wearing a different wig.
Tom Brady and Ric Flair, like the bastard.
Tom Brady looks like
Oh my god, I can't believe I got invited to the party. Thanks, guys.
Woo!
No, thanks for thinking I'm a cool kid.
Woo!
No.
They all won. Yeah, they won. They won. Rick Flair won.
Yeah, I know Rick Flair won. Horrible. Nauseating.
I got the WWE now.
Goal
of the year. This is the goal of the year. That looks like an ordinary goal.
You want to see goal of the year? B-Rod's going to be hiring a hooker.
See? Goal of the year. Like goal of the
year. B-Rod's goal of the year.
Hooker?
Hooker.
Paper.
B-Rod's goal of the year. Have sex with that hooker.
Okay, selfie. People should not take selfies. People that never should take selfies. Oh, Walmart. Yeah.
Isn't this posted by a little girl?
No. That's actually someone I work with. That's posted.
Oh, sorry. In the pictures, they posted the little kid.
Oh, wait. Yeah, there's people. There's a website. There's a Facebook page called People at Walmart. You ever been on that one? People at Walmart?
No, I try not to scare myself that often.
Yeah, people at Walmart.
I'm not going to Walmart.
People at Walmart. Yes, there is. Yes, they even have a cap that goes to Walmart.
You must have heard of the Walmart. 500 pounds of marijuana found in Walmart.
Pretty much. Pretty much. No shit.
Where's that Walmart? Is that on rollback?
Walmart.
When it's laundry day and your shoes are broken.
Explain the picture, guys.
This is a man wearing a normal male t-shirt. Well, tight pink bicycle shorts. And, well, nice pair of high heels.
it
looks like he's in Texas or Cinderella.
In shopping at Walmart.
Looking in for more little blue shorts.
Okay, video Walmart employee not out manager then. Toss the name tag into the air. And
oh, man, how'd they get that video of me?
Really? I want to see the video. I'm a wall. Yeah. Okay, here's the video. Yep. So how... Technically, there's no... Someone must be recording. Oh, shit. Oh, really? Fuck you. God damn it. Yeah, it's freaking being a bit.
Indeed.
People at Walmart. Anyway. People at Walmart. Don't piss off Walmart boys. Stay back. Alright. This is like every fucking Walmart break room, honestly. Honestly, this looks what a break room looks like, honestly. They duplicate their break rooms. All the other people are trying to have lunch and
I'd be going this shit too.
Oh shit. He just got knocked the fuck out. Here comes the gimp.
Oh my god.
Dude, that guy just got knocked the fuck out. The black guy just knocked out a guy employee manager. Yeah, look at that. Now look at that. That's something you see in Walmart. Bring in attention. Please do not open or try the product. Thank you. Really?
Who the fuck made the sign necessary?
Yeah, the sign that's under a Trojan condom. Let's try these out before we leave the store. Bend over.
I want to make sure they fit.
Okay, here we go. Here's the picture of the day right here. In Walmart.
Of course.
Okay, the girl's not that bad, but the guy that, oh my god. Okay, like, oh my god, the guy with the mask. Okay, this is creepy. This is creepy. If you see that Walmart, please, God forbid, help us all.
Ugh.
It's a terrorist group. That one's bomb Walmart. My emotion. I think it would be great if Walmart added a upper level of the deck with a bar. Okay, another Walmart. Welcome to Walmart. Right? Someone's ass. No one took this someone's ass crap.
Well, they're the ones with their pants literally down around the top of their legs. There's another one.
No, this one. Lacey is next to the freaking toilet paper. Lacey's next to the toilet paper, you know? Guy's pulling his ass out. Maybe he's testing the product before he gets a hold of you, know?
That's off to this one.
He went to Walmart. Wedding set. He went to Walmart. Okay, if you're right.
I don't know if you haven't told you about your engagement ring for your girl.
Nope. I'm wearing my question. True that. Hooker's shop at Walmart. Hookers shop at Walmart. Everybody shops at Walmart.
Yep.
What the hell is that? Walk through all the girls and nasty feet. Okay.
That's all. That was no shirt. No shoes.
We don't have any signs at Walmart that says that. Don't worry. Go chill Walmart and go out and feel a lot better. Walmart. Really? How much that goes paid to do that?
Probably was paid.
Yeah.
Probably next.
Yeah.
It's like another Sunday.
Another Sunday at Walmart. I want to wear a girl's bra and walk through it. That before Walmart used to have to buy a ticket to a fair to see a bearded woman
every hour.
I guess Walmart allows horses into the store now. No shit. Somebody actually walked a horse into a store.
Okay. Alright.
Sparing people at Walmart. Okay. This is funny. Funny people. You tackling people at Walmart is fun. Well, hello. Is that someone actually reaching out and hitting their ass?
Yep.
In the middle of a Walmart.
Caution, enter if you dare. You dare.
Dude, is that like an emo guy or what the fuck?
I don't know.
Mom, look, I found a nugget.
That. Uh-huh. Okay. Holy. What high definition is that?
Madam, everything is wrong.
Okay, wait up and go.
Madam, your everything is wrong. Besides, a whale tried to squeeze itself into a tank top and went to Walmart.
And look, no, look at where, look, she's wearing a fucking pad or something.
Like, from the ankles to just below the ass cheek, it's actually nice. The rest of it is like some little weird explosion happened.
She's wearing a pad, you see her pad.
And she's wearing like Depends and then panties over that, and then no short shorts or anything, and just tank top pulled over the rest of it.
Yeah, okay.
But a whale stole some girl's legs and then went to Walmart.
Yeah. Okay.
Gorgs do exist.
That's some money at Walmart. With a big fucking hairy.
Looks like someone took the head off a gorg and put it on a woman. Look at that.
Only at Walmart. Dude. Look at the fucking thing. Piped on that thing. Only at Walmart. Oh, took a freaking hair. Oh my god, that's funny.
Shows you anybody can see us. Like that guy.
Guy just walked on his tidy whities in Walmart. With a Yoshi. With a Super Mario Brothers t-shirt. Yoshi got it.
Grabbing some bananas.
Yep. Alright. Right in Walmart. The guy. What the hell? The guy would. I don't think he even is wearing anything on that one.
I think he's wearing red panties.
Yeah. He's on a cell phone. He's probably wearing a Speedo.
Hey, he's calling the other guy. He's telling him to grab the bananas.
Going to Walmart. Need anything? Yeah. Super.
Crack.
Shoplifter stole police car at Walmart. Sleeping people sleeping on the bench at Walmart. I've seen that before at a Walmart before.
Yeah.
All right. See you next week at some point. Tune in tomorrow if you want to go to a comedy show tomorrow. Yeah, we got a comedy show in Bedford tomorrow, like every Thursday. Please show up. Please.
Start.
Please. 8 p.m. sharp. Thank you. Bye-bye. And if-